Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah is going to bring another case of Achei Zekuka, and this scenario involves what is known as Ma'amar. Now, Midei Raisa, when a woman falls to a Yavam to perform Yibum, or Chalitza, so in order, if he chooses to do Yibum, since Yibum is really continuing the marriage of the dead husband, the dead brother, there is no need to do another Kiddushin on the woman. Kiddushin is when one acquires a woman to be his wife, but in a case of Yibum, one does not require another act of Kiddushin. Rather, he should have marital relations with her, and as soon as he does that, she is automatically considered to be his wife fully. However, Midrabanon, since Yibum is very much similar to marriage, Midrabanon, one is required to do another act of Kiddushin, and that is known as Ma'amar. Now, according to most opinions, and as we're going to see in our Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, when one does Ma'amar, not only is the requirement to do it Midrabanon, but also when you've done it, it's only considered valid Midrabanon. Midoraisa, you're not considered to be married at all. Midrabanon, we view it as if you're married already. Just as there's still a mitzvah of Yibum, which is done via having marital relations. However, according to Beis Shammai, once one does Ma'amar with his Shemeres Yavam, Midoraisa, they're already considered to be husband and wife. It's just that he hasn't yet performed the mitzvah of Yibum, which is done by having relations with her. However, by doing the act of Kiddushin, the act of Ma'amar, even Midoraisa, that's considered to be marriage according to Beis Shammai. So begins the Mishnah. Shleisha Achim, there are three brothers. Many of the Mishnais now are going to begin in the same way. Shnai Mehen Sun Shtei Achoyos. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. The Echod Mufne, and one of the brothers, Levi, is free. He's not married to anybody. And then, Meis Echem Bale Achoyos, one of the husbands of the sisters die. So let's say Reuven dies, V'osobo Mufne Ma'amar. And the unmarried brother, the Yavam, Levi, he did Ma'amar on Rochel, who is his Shemeres Yavam. But before managing to complete that and doing Yibum, V'acharkach Meis Ochiv Asheni, his other brother Shimon died. Such that now Leah fell to Levi to do Yibum with her. So according to Beis Shammai say, Ishtoi Imoi, his wife is with him, meaning the Ma'amar which Levi did with Rochel, Reuven's wife, is considered to be proper marriage, such that there is no zika at all between Leah and Levi, because Leah is considered to be Levi's wife's sister. V'halah, the other woman, Leah, she goes out, she's totally exempt from Yibum and Chalitza, because she is the erva, she is the sister of Shimon's wife, of Levi's wife. However, Beisilim and Beisil say, Midoraisa, they're not considered to be married. Which means that Midoraisa, both sisters, are Zekukais to Levi. Which means that there's now a prohibition, Midrabonon, of Achei Zekuka. So even though he already did Ma'amar on Rachel, it's only valid Midrabonon. And so he's not able to do Yibum with her because of the prohibition of Achei Zekuka. And therefore, Meitzias Ishtoi Beget, he must divorce his, so to speak, wife, who is only his wife Midrabonon. He needs to divorce Rachel with a get, and then Uva Chalitza, he needs to do Chalitza on Rachel. Veishis Achiva Chalitza, and the wife of his brother, the wife of his other brother, meaning Leah, he also needs to give Bachalitza, he also needs to do Chalitza with her, which basically means he needs to do the regular halacha with an Achiz Zekuka, and that is to do Chalitza with both of the sisters. And the get which he gives to Rachel is a Midrabonon get. Because again, the entire marriage is only valid Midrabanon. Ends off the Mishnah, Zoyi She'omru. This is what the Chachom said regarding this case. Oiloi al Ishtoi, v'oiloi al Ishis Ochiv. Woe, meaning, oh no, regarding both his wife and regarding his brother's wife. Meaning he has to divorce Rachel and he's not able to do Yibum with Leah. And they both need to have Chalitza with them and they will not be able to marry Levi.